The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Well, I'll tell you what it do. It do total and utter whiteout conditions in some areas, not here. Curtis nailed the forecast. Curtis, hello. Congratulations.
Well done to yours truly.
There are accidents. It appears there are accidents left and right.
Well, you know, the funny thing is?
What?
Is that people can't drive on a normal day, so today it's like our pets' heads are falling off.
It's kind of on my way in this morning from Boston to Brighton, just wet snow, but not really even.
No.
It was like rain.
Yeah. And you know what? When I came out of my garage, I saw the snow and I started to go doing the old New England like grumpy. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. Oh. I'm going to be positive. Oh. It looks beautiful. Oh. Put on some Christmas music.
Well, easy for you to say. You don't have to go outside like many do this morning and shovel it or snow blow it. So, well. But there is like Worcester just canceled school.
Oh,
so,
wow.
No school in the Worcester public schools, and there are accidents, Courtney. There's some on Route 3. There are a couple on Route 3 right now.
Yeah, a couple on Route 3, but mostly southern Massachusetts and like Rhode Island. Going into Rhode Island, they're saying accidents are really piling up down there.
All right. Well, we will keep you up to date on that.
But call your airline.
It is a winter wonderland.
First day of snow, I always think, man, when is the first day of spring?
Because
I'm ready to get through the winter.
You get right to spring.
I'm on the spring countdown whenever that gets in.
Got a ways to go, I think. But
no, I know that, but I'll count it down every day. It's like the Soto clock.
First day of snow, Curtis thinks, when does the Red Sox equipment truck leave? That's what he starts to think.
Truck day is my favorite day of the year.
I'll tell you.
Are we going to get a, I'm sorry?
On what, Red Sox?
Soto?
No, I was going to go in the other direction. I mean, you don't trust the reporting of Alex Speer?
I wonder, who's his boss?
in case you just woke up and you don't have access to the internet, Bruins won, Celtics won.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Speer reporting yesterday that the Sox had not been eliminated. But there is reporting this morning, Curtis, that you're referring to, that they have been eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, the whole time I was looking at the reporting out of the DR because I just feel like they're the closest to Juan Soto. And
but you're not going off the report. Well, I maybe based on the Don Sweeney morning coffee experience, you are.
Right.
But you're not going off of the guy who says he's really good friends with a member of Juan Soto's family.
I'm telling you about there have been several guys that report nationally on baseball that are also from the Dominican. And they had the Red Sox up at the front of the line for a while. And now it feels like it's new. He's going to New York. It's just which team. That was the latest. But I hope I'm. Okay. I mean, listen, at the last second, the Padres came in and gave Xander Bogaerts an ungodly amount of money.
Yeah.
So they're not out of it. I agree with Alex Speer. But I was not as, I guess, I thought it was closer to a 50-50 proposition, and now I think it's probably 80-20 he's elsewhere.
Yeah, 50-50 meaning kind of what Wiggy alluded to in his lead yesterday, where there was some reporting that it was down to Red Sox and Mets. And,
right.
And it's not, I don't think.
No, so. I think
so
the
it's
Yankees
Red
are
Sox,
always
it's
there.
Yankees, Mets, Red Sox?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Mets are still in it, and it seems like the, it definitely seems like maybe the Yankees are still in it. So I don't know. I mean, they both have the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox for that matter, but they have a ton of money. So right.
That's why I said it has
to come down to where he wants to be.
Right.
Like,
that's why I said I don't think it's going to be about money. Like if the Yankees are or the Mets are offering him $50 million over 12, 13, 14 years, and the Red Sox are in the same ballpark, and the Yankees are in the same ballpark, it's going to really come down to where Juan Soto wants to play, because the money and the years are all going to line up. So I think ultimately it's going to be, why did he choose the Mets over the Red Sox and Yankees? Does he feel like they're closer? Because if he really wants to go to the team that's the closest, then he would go back to the Yankees.
I think the team that signs him will be the team that gives him the most money. And it's pretty simple. It's going to be by a couple million bucks, but this is a guy that has waited a long time to get to this point. He's won a championship with the Nats. Was that where he won it with?
Nationals?
Yes.
Did he win? I don't know if he won one in Washington.
He has won one.
Okay, was it with the Nats? It had to be Washington because he went from Washington, what, to San Diego?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a seam head, so.
Yeah.
Either way, he's on his third team, and this will likely be the biggest payday. I know Wiggy likes to say it'll be about the place. It'll be about the total dollars in the contract and whichever team gives him the opt-out. If there's one team, if the Red Sox say are not willing to say after 3 years you can opt out, which I think would be foolish because the only way he opts out is if he overperforms, and then it's win-win.
Right.
What about, though, if he is offered the presidential suite at the Hilton? Which is near the Four Seasons, not actually a part of the Four Seasons.
Can we talk about a need for X to have a warning on videos? I was shook yesterday.
About
With the guy leaving the Hilton in downtown New York.
Are you talking about the assassination?
I was just recommending the Red Sox would go low dollar hotel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about New York's Hilton as a means to get to it.
No, but I mean that. Yeah. First of all, as we've said a billion times on the show, everything in our country is caught on some camera somewhere. But it's that assassination, which is what it is the footage of it is wild. And Curtis, I don't know this because I am a true crime expert, but I'm not an assassination expert. But those who are say that that was a cold, calculated, by the book.
Assassination.
He had a silencer.
Picking up the shells.
But it jammed or something. He had to stop and reload and then keep going.
Okay.
And they're saying that that's like contract killer style stuff.
It was like Bourne.
What's that?
It was Jackal in real life. Jackal, that's what it looked. I mean, because I'm watching that right now. So that's where my mind went.
Uh-huh.
But he was so calm about the entire thing. Even after it was done, it wasn't hectic getting out of there. He went down the alleyway, got on a bike. He knew exactly what he was doing. Wow. It was so chilling to
watch. Once you put a silencer on a gun, you already know that you want to do some damage.
Yeah.
Like real. Like, and you know what you're going there for, and you've done this before in some fashion. So,
and the other thing that was wild. Oh, let's. I don't really want to show the actual. I saw it yesterday. I was haunted. But the guy that Greg shared in the text thread, that was the guy that follows the e-bikes.
Mm. Oh yeah,
that figure. Like, it's amazing. There is there is a body moving everywhere at all times.
Yeah,
but they haven't found him yet.
No, the suspect is still at large. And the Curtis is referring to this guy who has digital access, whatever, to all of the e-bikes and is able to follow all of them and followed the dude to where he dropped it off in Central Park and then was able to track Uber and Lyft in the area and figure out, he thinks, where the guy may be.
Which is
wild.
That would be crazy.
Courtney, you're a cyber sleuth.
I am.
You are able to track Santo. If he stops and gets gasoline on his way home from work and it's not a scheduled stop, you are immediately all over it.
Yes.
So you know how that works. But Curtis is right. It's pretty wild.
It was crazy for me yesterday. My friend Meredith, who you've all had on the show, she's great. She's working in New York right now. She works for New York 5 News or Fox 5 News in New York. And she was reporting on it all day yesterday. And her producer found a cell phone on the street while they were there, gave it to police, and they've been analyzing it to see if he dropped his cell phone when he was going.
They have the guy like in the Starbucks before, of course he had to get his Starbies before, but in the Starbucks right before the assassination. So I would assume they would catch the guy, but it's...
Well, if he is an assassin, he's not that good if he gets caught.
Isn't it just so chilling to see someone so calmly do something so evil?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, back to Soto. I think the Sox are still in it.
All right. We just changed your mind in a matter of moments.
I'm sorry. I misread the room. That was my fault about that.
No, listen, Curtis, you can... The room does not matter. You can be...
No, I thought that's where you were going, and I feel like a real donkey.
No. I remain hopeful. I think if they don't get him,
it's going to be a big, big deal, because people are then going to say there was never a real financial offer made for him. They weren't. Yeah. They were just kind of doing this to placate the fans and make them think like, oh, they're really going after him. I think that's going to be the narrative. Even if reports are out there that the Red Sox offered him the same amount of money.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Our leads in about 10 minutes, and then we'll talk with the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45 in a half an hour. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk about Tiger Woods, who has an issue with some golfers being compensated for some of the rounds that they are playing in the near future.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he should never talk.
You are making more money than God. Focus on yourself. Let the other guys make money where they can.
Right.
I can't.
I mean, he's been making money since he was 10 years old, and he's telling people,
let others have some crumbs.
Stop it. Stop it. Yeah.
We will get the opportunity
Do we even got to do Tiger? Like, is he still in the mix or what?
I mean, do you ask this every year?
Like, is Tiger still relevant in the world of playing golf, or is it like when Tiger plays, people are like, here we go again.
Is Tom Brady still relevant in football?
Yeah, he's a color commentary guy.
Unless Tiger's doing color for him. Tiger is still relevant. I mean, he still gives it a go when it comes to the majors.
Is he more of like the player that we look at? Maybe, you know, Courtney brings up a great point. Is he like the Aaron Rodgers? Is like, all right, stop playing golf, Tiger, because all you're doing is embarrassing yourself when you're trying to go out there and you don't make the cut or you don't get through rounds.
Yeah. I think Tiger is right around Jordan. When Jordan says anything, it's newsworthy because he's Michael Jordan. And I think Tiger is in that pantheon of
athletes. Yeah, I mean, when we get to what he said, I think he is standing up for the...
Little guy?
Like the...
Ideals?
The long-time ideals of professional golf. But I don't know if he's really... If that's really what he's doing or not, so I don't. We will get to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to this.
And obviously, Courtney will be upset by it. We will get
to pop off, Queen.
I understand. I completely
go get
understand
him.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Courtney has news at 7:45 this morning, and the 12 days of Chris Curtismas slay onward. At 8:45 this morning, Curtis will give you a whole bunch of regifted items from the Odyssey Prize Closet. I haven't seen what we got today. We got good stuff today?
Best day yet.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, by a wide margin.
Better than Mary J. Blige tickets from yesterday?
For our listening audience, I think this is going to really tickle their fancy.
And whoever wins, they're probably not going to be into both events. They may be, but they will have someone in their life that will be the happiest person alive.
This tickles my fanny.
I see what it does tickle the fanny.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're talking about. The last one, you probably ought to have, as Ken refers to it, an AAF phone to call in and win with. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
And Fitzy will be happy. I'll just leave it at that.
And Mike Milbury will join us at 9 on a Bruins Thursday on this morning's show in the middle of total and utter whiteout conditions in some areas in our listening area. Here is Courtney and what is trending this first hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It was a winning night for us last night. The Bruins beat the Blackhawks in Chicago to improve to 6-2 under Joe Sacco. Final score 4-2 with a strong second period out of the Bees. It was a Morgan Geeky, Brad Marchand night. They both came away with 2 goals, and Swayman had 20 saves in the win.
Chime, is this schedule or is this replacing Jim Montgomery? It seems like a lot of it is schedule. I don't want to take anything away from Joe Sacco or those guys, but it seems like they've lucked out a little bit of late.
Yeah, I'd say in large part it's schedule. I mean, you're drawing teams like the Blackhawks, the Red Wings, the Canadians, and the Penguins, who all suck.
But you're winning.
But you're winning, exactly. And I think that matters because I think under Montgomery, you may not have won all these games.
Right. Yeah, correct.
Your Celtics beat the Pistons at the TD Garden, 130-120, the final, without Drew Holiday or Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown led the way with 28 points. Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Packers at the Lions. Shime, I'll be asking for a parlay in this one at some point this morning.
One on Monday night, so we'll try and run it back.
It's a good one, too. It's a good one tonight.
Real good game.
Elsewhere in football, Jacksonville has ruled Trevor Lawrence out for the remainder of the season. He will receive surgery to repair an AC joint injury in his left shoulder.
Mac Jones!
Based on that news and what Wiggy just said, a texter wants to know if you are taking rejoin requests this morning of a holiday nature, but show creative.
No, we do one holiday song a day, and it's for Chris Curtismas.
Thank you. God.
But what if this one is not a traditional holiday song? It's a it's a show-created holiday rejoin, and it is of a topical theme with regard to the news about Trevor Lawrence. Okay. Would you make an exception there?
Rolls off the tongue.
Shime, would you?
Maybe. I don't know what song this is in reference to.
Okay. Greg Show. Greg Show.
Well, I mean, it's all of our shows. I really am just the figurehead.
Big one.
Shime's got big balls right now.
Oh, jeez.
Down for whatever.
If I remember correctly, Curtis, we threw everybody's name into the hat on who got to name the show, and it ended up being me. I rejected it at first.
It really was. It was like the Knicks getting the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, I wanted the Ken Laird show is what I wanted. Well,
nobody wanted that. Let's be real.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get to that next. All right, anything else?
That's it for trending, but today only stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. That's right, pretzel roll sandwiches are $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Oh, the pretzel roll sandwich thing reminds me of Shime's lead yesterday. Shime, do you want to go dueling food leads based on an item that is being introduced? I can respond to your lead yesterday if you want when we get to our lead today.
I'd love that. That sounds great.
All right.
Is it a breakfast item?
I mean, some people might eat it for breakfast, but it's not a specific. It's more of a lunch or a dinner.
Going a different route.
No, or a summer outside item that is being manipulated unfairly and wrongly, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis, weather?
It's snowing right now in Boston and everywhere else. Accumulating snow north and west of town right now. 33 degrees, about an hour of snow around here.